Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Alpha Efficiency Podcast. It's great to have you here. I'm your host, Bojan. Anyway, I wanted to do a follow-up on the last article I wrote. In the last article, I was writing about inner game of efficiency. And in this podcast, I want to go in an opposite direction and talk about the outer game of efficiency. So what exactly is outer game of efficiency? Outer game is everything you do on the outside, everything that manifests in your behavior, in your habits, in your system that you're using, everything that is visible and tangible. So there's a lot of solid content here. I want you to pay attention and harness the ideas represented here and make them work for you. So when I start talking about outer game, I love to use this word, and it's workflow. Workflow is word used primarily in programming of how software works and manipulates the data, what goes where and when and how. But workflow is a good word energy-wise, at least to me, because it has a flow. And if you have a work that's flowing, it seems like your energy is like regenerating itself, going in and out. So we don't want to have a computerized workflow. We got to make it humane. And what I mean by having a humane workflow, it has to be natural, energetic, and engaging. Those are like three core elements of a humane workflow. And once you figure out that you can't have a tight schedule of time where you're gonna turn your cell phone for 15 minutes of phone calls, then you're gonna get back to the emails, and then you're gonna have 45 minutes of God knows what activity that you do. It doesn't go that way. You can't follow the strict times. You aren't a machine. You aren't binary. You aren't a set of zeros and ones. You are a human being, and you have certain energy. So making your workflow humane and not being too hard on yourself if you can't meet deadlines and goals is one of the steps in the right direction, rather. The other part of the workflow is digital, to me at least. Digital workflow consists of all the technology that you use and all the software that you use. For me, it's a smartphone, online calendar, task managers, and other sorts of things. On the other hand, we have analog part of the workflow. And I know many of the internet people are going paperless. They don't want to see paper in their life. I'm not strictly against paper. Pen and paper allow me to create wonderful mind maps. They are nurturing my creativity, and creativity is a major part of being productive. And apart from pen and paper, I'll recommend you getting a whiteboard. Whiteboard is awesome. You can write and delete stuff like that. And always have a handy notebook. Have a A4 format notebook, and I could never see myself parting from it. I'll always jotting things down. And all of these things are creating a system. So you have an environment in which you are creating, you are working, you are delivering output, you are trading your time for the tangible results. So focus is essential to any useful workflow. But there are other three critical components of a working system. And I want you to treat these components as habits that you need to acquire, especially if you are a newcomer to this productivity story. Because I have read, for example, Getting Things Done by David Allen. And by the time I had an idea of how I want my productivity system to look like, but after I read his system, I was like amazed. I was like, I would never be able to assimilate all this knowledge that he represented in this book. I could never assimilate that big number of habits structured in that organized fashion where I would feel almost like a robot. And that's why I'm always going to stress the fact that we are human beings. And if there are like simply too many habits for you to acquire, then you gotta take it step by step. And for you, I just like pulled out the three major concepts in order to make a system that will work for you. The step number one is to start capturing things. You need to start capturing your ideas, your actionable tasks, your memories. You just have to have a trusted capturing system. You're going to capture the information around you and store it in your mind box. It can be whatever you want it to be. It can be a simple text editor. It can be Word document. It can be Photoshop file. I don't care, but as long as you have something that you are organizing and curating through reading, that's all it matters. Now, once you capture your thoughts, you just go through them frequently. You just go and see what has changed within you. I was leading my personal diary for, and I'm still leading it, for past 10 years. For past 10 years, I'm writing my diary. And I always look back and I see the reflections of my thoughts. I see how much I've grown as a person for that period of time. And it's rewarding. It when you get stuck, when you get demotivated, just go back through the stuff that you were writing before, and you will see the times when you were down, the times when you were up, the times when you accomplished something. And that can be really rewarding. So having a habit of reading the stuff that you captured is really crucial. It's your personal Wikipedia of the most important things that happened in your life. It doesn't have to be important, but it's like a Wikipedia of you. Once you go through the things that you've written down, you will want to sort out the things that you want to act upon. And when you sort them out, here comes like the link between the outer game and the inner game. It's a doing part. A doing part is strongly interconnected to the inner game. And if you haven't read my article about the inner game, I advise you to check it up in the info below this podcast. It's all about doing. And people who have a strong inner game and don't have a system can fare fairly better than people who only have a strong system. Yeah, because system can't complete things for you. He's only there as a reference. So that would be the three critical components of a working system: capturing, reading, and doing. And all of these will take you like 3 months to acquire in total. Like, take 1 month for creating a habit of capturing. Then add up and keep capturing. And in the second month, just start reading the stuff that you wrote. Occasionally. Not every day. You're not... Maybe if it feels good for you, maybe you can do it every day, or in order to establish a habit. But every second or third day, when you have enough stuff in your inbox, so to say, you go through them and read them and sort them out. And take a whole month of reading while capturing the data and just get into it. And in the third month, start focus on doing things that are really important. Once you start out, you won't be able to do much. You won't be able to focus. Or maybe you will. It all depends on you. But don't give yourself too much headache if you can't complete everything that's on your to-do list. This is a single most frustrating moment for many people who are engaging into productivity. They want to complete everything that's on their to-do list. It's like, oh, if I do everything that I've written down, I'm going to consider myself productive. Hell no. We're human beings, and We need careful energy management. We need to take breaks. We need to rest. We need to come back to our work inspired, motivated, and engaged to complete it in a way that we want to. If you are lazy about something, maybe that something is not worth doing in the first place. So you gotta align your goals and passions in order to pull out the best of productivity from yourself. And since this is a topic of outer game, I made a digression here. I want to get back to the tools that I use. For the tools that I use, I have two components, like hardware and software. Hardware that I use is pretty no-brainer. I mentioned this like a couple of countless times on other blogs, and including on my blog as well. I love to use Apple ecosystem because I like to separate my work environment from my entertainment environment, and I want to handle communication on a completely third device. So running with a trio of iPhone, iPad, and MacBook Air was a perfect setup for me. It's literally, I'm not thinking about anything. I have everything organized, all my stuff is in synchronization, and that's a single best thing that you can find in those three devices. Like, they're linked together via iCloud and give you the perfect environment for your work. It's not the best tool for everyone. I know that many people will feel like, oh, I can't watch movies on iPad from Pirate Bay. I have those kind of complaints all the time. Like, I can't download torrents. So what? Download torrents on your computer or whatever. Just like, stick to that what works for you. If iPad is not the thing, if you hate iOS, if you hate Apple, then go with Windows, go with Linux. Just get a hardware that works for you. I'm just sharing what works for me, and I'm truly happy about it. I wouldn't change it for anything else in the world. Then that hardware has to be backed up by proper software. And software is also an amazing thing. What I like about software, it needs to be pretty, it needs to be engaging, it needs to inspire me, because when I'm working, I want to have a natural environment for my creative ideas. And if the software is clunky and ugly, maybe it will work for you, but it doesn't work for me. But when we're talking about ugly and clunky software, I want to mention one piece of clunky and ugly software that I really love, and that's Evernote. Evernote is really a robust database of all the information that I collect. It works on all three of my devices, and it's Evernote. I mean, it's a company that's been suggested as the best company of 2011 by Inc. magazine. I don't have a lot to say about Evernote. It's your external brain. I've written about it for countless times. You can find tips and suggestions on how to use it on my blog. So I'm gonna move forward to the next thing. Next thing is WordPress. Obviously, the podcast you're listening right now is hosted on WordPress. My website is there, and I'm running a couple of other websites also on WordPress. So it's my favorite open source script for websites, and it's fairly easy to use. It allows you a great deal of freedom, and that's it. That's it about it. It's not closely related to the people who aren't in the online business, so I'm gonna move to the next thing. And next thing is OmniFocus. OmniFocus is really complicated. It took me a while to figure it out, but once I set it up and figured out what's the purpose behind OmniFocus, because the guys from Asian Efficiency were raving about it, how awesome it is. I had to try it. I had to give it a go. So I paid a dear price for for two parts of their software. I paid the iPad app and got myself a desktop version. And I asked them in the end if they would give me iPhone application for a review, and they were kind enough and sent me the app for the review, and I was thrilled because The iPhone app is a critical system of that program. It's basically handling the three critical components of a working system. It allows me to capture a read in a really easy fashion and just focus me on a doing part. So OmniFocus is something you should read about and see. If you are a Mac user, that's the best task management out there. And there are also other things that I'm using, like Pages for writing. I love Pages. Just like puts a blank piece of paper in front of you and a black background. So only thing you see is your keyboard and a white piece of paper that you need to fill up. Once I fill up a paper, I feel as if I've done something. As long as it's blank, I'm staring at it and until I become motivated or until I complete it. So, and Pages is also amazing for the reason that it synchronizes with the iPhone and iPad, so you can have your information on the go. That would be it for the tools that I'm using. And now I wanted to talk about the final step in concluding this outer game of efficiency. You have to put that system to work. You aren't allowed to have any time in preparing that system, especially if you're a newcomer. If you're a newcomer, don't stress about OmniFocus. Don't stress what I'm using. Don't stress about Evernote. Just figure out the simplest way possible for you to start writing things down and an easy and fast way to read all the information wherever you are and then do them. If it takes a pen and paper or a notebook, that's what you're going to do for starters until you feel more comfortable about evolving your system. Don't take too large bites. Don't do something that you can't sustain in the long run. Having a system is critical, and putting that system to work should be a question of right now. How can I put the system to work right now? Well, that's all I wanted to say about our game of efficiency. I would love to hear back from you. I would love for you to subscribe on my mailing list and shoot me an email whenever you feel as if there's something that you need help with. And that's pretty much it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. See you in another podcast. Bye.